Wouldst thou like to live deliciously?
Sonitos tuo, usuncarum, umbularum, delectatque, contremescit me. Intra.
Hey, Bulbous. Hey, Elmies, we're coming back with another 13th and Elm. This one's a fun one. We're doing this live here at the halls of Miskatonic University in Arkham, Mass. Of course. And you know what that means?
It's cold.
It's dang cold.
Wicked cold up in here.
Wicked cold, eh? But
I like them apples.
Luckily, we're going to be warming our tootsies up inside here for the duration of this pod. The last few ones, we've been standing outside hustling food carts and harassing yokels. But
Mediterranean. Also Mars.
Where we've been around.
Where are we going in? What building are they letting us into?
This is the English department. Yeah. I think it's Mason Perry Hall.
Yeah. What movie are we doing?
I don't know, you picked it.
Well, we're doing Reanimator. That's a 1985 classic. Even though the screen we're looking at right here says 1984, everywhere all I've ever looked it said 1985.
I've always heard 85 too. I don't know.
You know, we could get into the minutia of dates, and I think we should. What do you have to say about that, Michael?
What I know about dates is if by the third one
you get it. I mean, Barbara Cramp, Jeffrey Combs, come on.
Okay, let's I'm going to take this moment to just say that anything that I say about Barbara Crampton from this moment on for my life is with the utmost respect. And if it ever comes across as anything less than that, then that's a failure on my part. Because she's the best. She's the best. Moment of silence for BC.
You done?
Well,
you are. I was really glad you picked this movie. This is one of my all-time favorites.
It's really
for
good.
For so many reasons.
There's a lot to like about this.
Was your first viewing.
Yeah. I have seen the scene. You know the scene.
Yeah.
We'll get to it. But aside from that, man, I had not seen this before. Herbert West, Jeffrey Combs. Jeffrey Combs has a big, like, young Stephen King vibe to me. Like, he looks like Stephen King with the glasses and the dark hair and just, like, everything about him. He's great. He's playing his part very believably. And he's a fun character. And he's fun.
He's a big theater actor. He himself, Jeffrey Combs, like, he brings a lot of, like, larger-than-life personality
to
Herbert West, which I think is suited in this film.
A sort of, like, almost neurotic, obsessive student or doctor.
Almost a caricature.
This is based off of Lovecraft's, I think it's called Reanimator.
Herbert West Reanimator, yeah, I believe is what it's called.
Which I've not read, but he's so good in this. And everybody's pretty good in this, I feel.
You know, this is not a film that had a lot of big names at the time. Stuart Gordon wasn't a big name. He's a director in it. It was a Charles Band film, which is... Charles Band, we all know his movies, Puppet Masters. Like, Full Moon Pictures is Charles Band. So, like, anything like Castle Freak, or he did a lot of the... He did, like, From Beyond and stuff like that.
He's a producer, right?
Yeah. Producer. Yeah. So, he does a lot of the Lovecraft stuff. But even still, these cast members were not really established even within the cult scene yet. And they had a pretty low budget. And some of the effects were really creative, how they made it stand up even still, like just camera tricks. But
I think it looks pretty good.
Impressive for what they had, and a lot of it is with the performances.
Yeah. It is also like an exploitation film, like a lot of nudity and gore and violence, which is our bread and butter here at 13th and Elm. Mm-hmm. But if that's what you're into, and you probably are because you're listening to this, this is fantastic.
I mean, this is definitely, if you're Googling like best horror in the 80s, I'm guaranteed this is popping up, right? And I'm not only thinking that because I love it so much. Like, this is a well-known, like, campy, gory movie. I mean, my fucking dad knows this movie, you know?
This is almost like the personification to me of, like, what you think of when you think of all of the parts of 80s horror. If you're not explicitly in the, like, Jason and Freddy world, when you think about, like, practical effects, nudity, gore, camp.
Scream Queen.
Scream Queen, yeah. Like, kind of like the small production feels a little bit of B movie. Like, it's got all of those things, but it's also a heater.
The reagent is like phosphorescent Mountain Dew.
Yeah, it's like so fluorescent.
It's like comic book
level. So bright, and I don't know if this is done on purpose, but it almost seems like every time you see the serum, everything else in that shot like is dark. So it even just like pops even more. It's like when you see it, it's in like a musty basement or like a dimly lit morgue or something.
Or it's coming out of like a dark duffel bag like at the end of the movie when he's administering the reagent again.
When
the credits drop, sorry to cut you off, the credits drop, that final scene is awesome. With
that's
the
great. That was fun.
Such a good ending.
And then really the plunge. Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
But also just like, man, get a fucking lock for your front door, homie. People are just like busting into your apartment.
People coming in and out. That's how it was when I was in college. I don't know about the
80s to be fair.
In New England, but like we didn't lock our door. There's people coming
all the time.
In and out.
It's true.
All the time. But yeah, I definitely get what you mean, especially when you're doing like
illegal
experiments.
Oh, right. You were doing anything illegal in your fucking college.
It's a little different when you have a body. And, you know. Yeah.
But I guess to be fair to that point, there was a big lock on the door, but it gets busted through by Dan, which we'll get to. Well, I don't know if we'll get to it.
Man.
I mean,
He's
I think this is
sexy.
Dan is awesome.
This is a good-looking cast, honestly.
Yeah,
most everybody in this cast is attractive. Yeah.
So the people you need to know are
Dan Kane,
who's like a promising.
He's a medical student.
He's a promising medical student, and he's dating the dean's daughter, who I can't even remember her name, but it's
Megan Halsey.
Megan. And then
Dean Halsey's daughter. Yeah.
And then Herbert West ends up
transferring from Austria.
Yeah, which we get this right at the beginning.
Yeah, there's like a cold open of sorts.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like a little bit of background of what we're going to get and of Herbert West and like kind of an introduction to his character. We see that he's like cold-blooded right away, that he is a man. He like only cares about science. Like we get that
his
right
off
the bat. His
mentor is dying and he's trying to record like his final like
Gruber.
Moments.
Hans Gruber.
Hans Gruber.
And that's such a good part of his character, and it's an element that he plays so well, where it's not like over the top, but it's like genuine. Like he's still and I
like
don't know,
defending
I hope it's for you,
like the honor of his mentor's research.
Yeah, like I think he's a good guy.
Again, like, well, I don't know about that, but like
I think he made some bad decisions, but I think he's like morally
a good guy and well-intended are two different things, you know.
But he's not well-intended. He only wants to conquer death for his own like personal like ego.
I mean, he's like a mad scientist, but it's hard not to like him, right?
Oh no, I'm not saying he's not likable, but I'm just saying like as far as his motivation, like he's not like a good dude. It's not philanthropic. Like he's doing it for his own ego.
I don't know that you get to that point without a bit of that, and
yeah,
that's a whole nother conversation that doesn't exist in this movie, which is bigger than the short story it was inspired by. So probably not a lot of like Herbert West like backstory in depth to really like dissect why he got into like medicine and stuff, but like objectively what he's performing by the time this film is over, it's not good guy behavior.
It's not good guy behavior by any means. And also like just resurrecting people in general in the way this world works, seems about as close to desecrating a corpse as I think you can get. Like, that's pretty fucked. Like what you're doing. I don't know. Like,
oh, from yeah.
Like an aspect of final wishes and all that, but different kind of conversation. It
yeah.
It comes up like in fucking role play games in D&D. Cause it's like, what when you're like raising people from the dead? Like, what are you doing? What are you doing with that? Like, you turn them into fucking slaves? Like, they don't have like reasoning capacity or anything like that. I don't know.
Yeah, because we'll get into that too. The people that are ultimately reanimated, it's not like they're like, oh, hey, thanks, like I'm alive again. There's varying levels.
It
of
seems like a
aggressiveness
living hell
and consciousness. Yeah, there.
It seems like being awoken up and wanting to kill
birth,
whatever you can get your hands on.
Birth
it. Well, it's
painful.
In its it's in its infancy, man. Yeah. They gotta like hash some of this shit out.
I'm
that's
just
such
saying,
a good line.
It happens a couple times, and you think that Herbert would eventually figure out that, like, oh, every time I like fucking bring something back, it tries to kill me. Maybe I should stop injecting things into everything that dies around.
No, dude, that no, fuck that,
no.
No,
because he can't because he's obsessed about it.
Yeah, but also like, the thing is the reason why you want to like Herbert is because he's not the one who's painted
just worse
poorly in that situation.
Dr. Hill
is out here actually lobotomizing these like reanimated patients and trying to create like an undead horde in his mind so that he can like dominate the will, and you know, so then it's like you look at Herbert and you're like, oh, he's not trying to do that, even though you ask a good question. It's like, well, what is he trying to do though? Like, what is he trying to do? He's just gonna bring like Dr. Hill's the only one who seems to have a purpose, but this is a whole much bigger conversation to get into as long as we go along.
For the sake of doing it and like spitting in the face of God, but also being the man to do it because he did the work.
But I mean, I'm not mad at somebody for that.
But you don't need to be, but I'm just saying it's important that he gets credit for it.
It should be.
But at the cost of other people's lives and maybe like
they're already dead.
Immortal souls, depending on
that's a second one. I mean, yeah.
Depending on how this world works. I'm just saying, like, when you get into like necromancy, which is literally what this fucking is, there are some big moral issues that are not easily solved, and it depends on not only the methodology and the magic system or whatever the fuck you're doing, it also depends on like the person you're raising, like, or who they were before they died. And that's maybe off the scope and a crazy tangent that's insane for me to get into.
No, it makes sense, just not for this movie.
But the movie is super cool, and like the effects are actually surprisingly good, and I've heard about this movie but I'd not seen it before, and some of the like just biting fingers off and like the
I love that
lots
one
of good pack effects,
the
creative
like circular
too.
Saw through
the bone
chest.
Saw through the
yeah,
chest
that
yeah
was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck,
even
man.
Just peeling the skin away from the skull,
the bone revealing
the
glass, yeah, revealing the brain,
yeah,
the laser drill,
yeah.
Dude, all just like drill. The how about the dis or the fucking why can't I speak decapitated head being paraded around by Dr. Hill in front of his fucking
dude
body and shit, like,
and
that's a great
so
image in the scrubs
fun
using the insane like model head on top of the body, you know,
yeah,
the split
funny
one.
So
yeah,
like sneak
funny
back into
like
the
good
morgue.
It's like good like camp like slapstick almost.
Yeah, it's almost like the two kids stacked on each other to get
yep
into an R-rated movie gag. Like,
yeah, it's like the equivalent of whatever the Trojan horse trope is. You
yeah
know,
yeah.
Good. This movie has so much, including a lot of trigger warnings, sexual violence, violence against women. The dog does die. It's a cat in this case. But this movie is still fairly shocking, you know, 30 plus years later.
Yeah.
And it's got a lot of blood. It's got full frontal nudity, male and female, lots of it. It's got a lot of questionable dialogue, you know, like offensive writing.
Yeah.
This is Grindhouse. This is exploitation.
Don't
and
watch
honestly
it on a plane.
Yeah, don't watch this in public for the first
or
time.
Or like at a Christmas party.
But I love it, man. It's honestly, probably, like, spoiler alert, you know, we're in the murderer's row of the movie picks right now. All of these ones that we're watching were ones that we're going to like. But this movie, I think, is my single favorite horror movie from the decade of the 80s, which is some people's, a lot of people's favorite decade. A lot of people associate horror boom and like some of the best and most iconic franchises to be from the 80s. And I think Reanimator is my favorite from that decade. But the 70s had better movies overall. What's up?
Yeah, no, I agree. I'd have to think and look up when one movie came out, but it's either number one or two.
I mean, it's no Fright Night, but it's pretty good. So
Halloween came out in 79.
I was thinking Dead Alive.
Dead Alive came out in 92.
We're good.
So
that's the best movie that came out in the 80s.
So my favorite 90s is Dead Alive. Oh, what?
Tammy.
Tammy is 92.
Tammy's 90s.
Or yeah, but what's better, Tammy or Dead Alive?
Tammy.
For
Tammy.
Taking Tammy or Dead Alive?
Tammy.
They're tied for first.
Okay. In a 9-way tie for first.
Yeah.
Those two movies are in a 9-way tie.
Yeah, I mean they're both. They both get a 100 out of 100 for me. So
even though we've watched both and literally neither did, but I know what you mean.
Yeah.
That's fair. Good though, but yeah, it's definitely not for the faint of heart, and it's for that specific kind of horror fan or movie fan that wants exploitation and nudity.
And if you want all of that, this movie has all of it.
See, like a decapitated head held by a zombie body, giving like non-consensual cunnilingus to Barbara Crampton
in front of her lobotomized father,
like strapped down. Butt ass naked to a like a medical table. That's what this movie is.
And then boom, in comes Jeffrey Combs with some fucking funny ass one liners. Oh, who's gonna believe a talking head anyway? Get a job in a sideshow. Like that type of shit all through the movie is
just. This is the freshest subject we're going to find.
And every moment you spend talking about it was wasting valuable medical moments.
Hit play on the recorder.
I love this movie. It's so funny.
Get my notes!
I want to break a pencil not only once, but twice in this lecture hall.
During a lecture.
Character. And a great D&D character, I feel.
Herbert West? Oh, yeah.
He's I made him in The Sims and played him for a while. Oh, he had a little family and a cat.
Again, necromancer.
Yeah.
That's hot.
It's hot.
Hot. Nice.
Yeah, what more is there to say?
I don't know, but we really got kind of... We kind of got shafted here on this scheduling because, like, yeah, it was very nice of the university to have us come in here. But it's not only is it late, but it's like all the students are gone for the holiday because Christmas is Sunday and here we are on a Wednesday and most everybody's gone. Like, we had flyers and we've been tweeting and we've been talking up the press release for this so much. And really, how many? There's a couple dozen of you here, Elmies. Make some noise out there, Elmies, if you're listening.
I'm just
going to
apologize right now. I mean, this is my alma mater, Miskatonic. I'm, you know,
you are wearing
the colors and everything. And I know that the president of the alumnus club, Marigold, she, I think, blackballed us.
Because of our last episode's issues with our gender comments, because we are failures to identify the androgynous. Are we getting canceled?
No, we're not getting canceled.
Is it because you failed to speak up on the matter?
I told her, man. It's not a
problem. Oh.
But in the meantime, I do have my gold key that every alumni receives.
Right.
So we kind of like free reign of the whole campus.
And we picked the English Hall?
We did pick the English Hall, mostly because it's the newest and most recently built, so it's higher insulated and it's not asbestos.
It's got outlets.
It has outlets that are three-pronged. Everything else, like, they're beautiful buildings. Honestly, like, Arkham is a gorgeous, like, old town.
Beautiful university.
Beautiful university. A lot of the buildings, 1800, you know, constructions.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, witch stairs and windows. But it is cold. It is getting down to the negatives tonight. It looks like there's snow.
Would you say it's colder than a witch's titty?
I would say it is colder than a well digger's ass, which is comparable to witch's teats.
Well, we are in Arkham.
We are in Arkham.
We are in Arkham.
We are in Arkham. 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 And
did you know this town was named by a seal?
I think that's an urban legend, but I only went to school here, and I spent the summers in
another
part of the country, so I'm not even really close to a townie.
Okay, we'll talk about townies next week. Is there anything that you were surprised by but for watching this for the first time, Rob? Because I know that you've heard Bill and I talk about this kind of a lot. We wax poetic. We get into this a lot. We like this film.
I famously watched it for the first time on the movie as soon as it landed.
On the plane.
What'd I say? On the movie?
Yeah.
I watched the movie on the plane. As soon as the wheels touched down, I got on eBay and I bought a copy on VHS.
I mean, this is a ton of fun. It's a lot of what I like. But I was surprised at, I guess, the amount of nudity, maybe just in like sustained shots, and not in like a, I was perturbed by it, but I guess it was graphic and I was like, oh, wow. So that was a little surprising. And
dead dongs too.
And also just like some of, again, like Dr. Hill in the, you know, morgue with her chained up. And that was just pretty extreme. Aside from that and just the gore, I guess I knew this movie had good special effects, and I knew it was Barbara Crampton, and I knew it was sexy, and I knew that she would be at least topless in some form or fashion. And I had seen that scene before, so I know that happens at some point, but I thought it was like just a bit and then it gets stopped kind of, and it's more of like a lead up to that, and there's a lot of foreplay, I guess, is like the word for it. But I guess that's the most surprising thing about the film. But other than that, I mean, I don't know, it was funnier than I thought it would be.
Like, it is funny.
It's funny, yeah.
You know, and again, like the cast is not only attractive, but everyone is pretty well acted for what this film is, and is likable.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot going. There's a lot going for it, despite being an exploitation film.
Hmm.
Yeah, they all play the characters they needed to play so well. I mean, Dan was great as the, you know, the innocent medical student that got roped in with the bad boy. Mm-hmm. The dean was great as just being a stern father. Fucking and
hard ass
and
like conservative. He's like, I'm gonna, you know, expel you if you don't, you know.
And if you were using any of our equipment or facilities, there's going to be criminal action. Like, you need to fucking shape up or ship out.
Dr. Hill is appropriately creepy, pervy, and manipulative.
He collects napkins and hair and straws and shit.
He's
fucking weird, and he plays it well.
So it doesn't really matter that he gets resurrected. He was already like going to do all that. He just now has no opposition because he's insane,
and he gets to carry his head around in a tray
and also in like a doctor's bag, like an old timey, like
feed himself bags of blood.
Himself blood. He's
like
talking
a fucking sterno tray.
The blood bubbles when he talks. He's taking deep breaths as a standalone head. Like, it's funny. Like, it's
good.
So over the top. And
you got the security guard going to jerk off in the fucking bathroom.
The horny security
magazine.
Yeah,
God,
like the horny
hot.
Stereotypical fucking.
He's fucking jacked.
Care.
He's wearing that. He's like filling out that security uniform.
Yeah.
And he's got the mustache.
Hell yeah.
He's sexy.
It's a sexy movie. And like the sweater game on everyone's on point.
Barbara Crampton's sweater game is insane.
Yeah. Barbara Crampton is
perfect. She's
awesome.
Perfect.
And I just want to say, not that
I love you.
Don't. You talking to me?
Barbara Crampton.
I do love you too.
I just feel like we need the, like, what we didn't love the right one, but like when we talked about
Jacob's wife,
like trigger warning, cannibal Holocaust, like much different and
much different.
Yeah. I mean the women in that movie could like barely consent, and there's like reasons like that was horrible, and like one of the reason why like Bea Crampton is like still in horror movies and is like so loved is like the way that she talks about like these films, and she's still friends with
Jeffrey Combs.
With Jeffrey Combs, and like I read this interview with her about this movie, about like all the nude scenes, and she was like, oh, it was part of the story, like it was necessary to the line. She was like, she's like, I'm comfortable with my body and my sexuality, and I love the scene, and it like turned out great. And it's just like having that like attitude about it is just like so much better than being like, oh fuck, you learn, you see a documentary and it's out, like, yeah, you, someone like the director pulls them aside and screams at them and breaks them down so they'll do the fucking screen. She was like, oh, it was all in the script, it was, you know, blah blah blah. So should we have a moment of silence?
Yeah.
What is with your fucking deal?
We love Barbara Crampton so much.
Oh my god.
We thank her for everything she's done.
She's done so much for horror. She really has. And yeah, she still does, which is really cool.
She's great. We love Barbara Crampton. I'm not gonna moment of silence for anybody.
Okay, what about Jesus?
What about him?
what about him?
He ain't been born yet.
This movie is so much cooler than Jesus. If you think Jesus is cool and you listen to this, check this
movie
out.
If you're in the Jesus, watch Reanimator.
He dies on Halloween every
year.
Similar. And he's reborn.
It is.
Christmas Day.
Similar story.
Same story.
It's basically that.
This is an Easter movie. Same story. This is an Easter movie. I've been saying that for years.
No, he's crucified on Easter.
Well, okay, then this is a Good Friday, better fucking Sunday.
And how about... So one thing
the things you don't know for the Bible could fill a book.
Yeah, the Bible.
We like to complain about a lot of things here at 13th and Elm. One thing we complain about a lot is
how big your dick is.
It's runtime. Yeah, I'm not supposed to. I know I'm not supposed to wear the gray sweatpants.
Yeah, well,
it's honestly distracting.
Not when on an empty stomach, you're not.
This movie's like, what, 84, 85 minutes long? Like, we complain about pacing and length of movies a lot. This one's like, boom, like,
out.
Starts you off with, like, Herbert West, like, going nuts. We get his background and everything.
Then he's in America. Next scene.
Everything we see, like, we get just enough that we care about the characters and they're fleshed out enough. And there's not any time that you're like, why are they having this conversation? This isn't moving anything forward. It doesn't have to deal with anything. The pacing is great. It's short.
It's very much unlike this podcast.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah. Shout out the Midsummer episode. Go listen if you got a couple hours.
How many times could you listen to the One Cut of the Dead episode within the amount of time it takes to listen to the Midsummer episode?
Zero?
Probably like 4.5 times.
More than that. Well, maybe not. Yeah, 4.5 is because like
it's 40 minutes versus like 2.5 hours.
No, I think it's like 19 minutes versus 2.5 hours. But anyway,
we're struggling to keep this going, and we're 30 minutes.
Oh, buddy.
And we love this. It's like one of my favorite movies.
Talk about the moral ethics of necromancy.
Well, I dare. Why can't I talk?
This is a fun ass fucking.
It's good
movie, and it's. Gory. What's some more? What's
There's
some
a lot of butts.
Good gore.
Good
There's lots
boy
of
butts.
Good butts. Lots of good boy butts.
Dude, Young Boy is jacked. The
Which
first
one?
Dude that they reanimate
the
in the
oh
morgue.
My God.
John Doe.
John Doe is like 22 and 6'5".
Yeah,
he's huge.
Yeah. So the problem. Jacked. So the problem with the reagent is he doesn't know the dose or the timing after death to make it so. They're not aggressive. So, like...
He's got to calculate it so that just more than motor function comes back. Like they can have some sort of cognitive function, not just come up and start swinging and screaming.
Because he was, like, only doing animals, and, like, what happens just, like, real quickly is they get caught. They get kicked out of school pretty much. So, it's, like, now or never. It's, like, we have to prove that we're on the brink of something amazing or, you know, what do we have nothing else to do. We just have to prove it, break into the morgue. Like, let's just fucking try it on a person. Like, let's go. And, like, the cat we saw before, which we can get into later if we want, because it's a fun scene.
Rufus.
Rufus. Moment of silence?
Moment of silence for Rufus?
Fuck Rufus.
They try it on a big boy in the morgue, and he just comes to life quick and angry. And
he's capable.
It's awesome. And he is great. Like, even, like, we talk about how the main cast is great. Like, the extras, if you can even call them extras, are really good, too. The people that get reanimated, they're scary. I mean,
oh,
they're,
yeah.
They're
scary.
All fucked up and
all
strong.
Fucked up looking. They're strong as fuck. They have like no emotion. Like there's that great part where Herbert's like, no. And he turns around and he's like, he listened to me. He listened to me. It and like, it didn't look
like an animal would.
Yeah. It, yeah. It's like you
that's
yell
what
anything.
Kane says. Yeah. He goes, he responded to you making noise like an animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Dean comes in wrong place, wrong time, gets stomped up, metal door stomped on.
Yeah.
I forgot about that until just now.
It's wild.
That
he gets
was
crushed.
Crazy. That was a hot, hot door if it was out in the sun.
Oh,
no,
my God.
So
chrome door?
No, it was that definitely was in a basement, but it's still.
Yeah, it wasn't hot, but it would have been
it
if it
been.
Was in the sun.
It was probably
heavy.
Cold
because
there's a morgue door.
It was heavy. Morgue door.
I mean, honestly, you like cracked your skull immediately. Morgue door.
Mordor, you guys. We have to take this.
Where
Mordor.
Shadows lie in Mordor.
That's actually such a sick fucking thing, Mordor. That's fucking.
Has someone
tight.
Done this yet?
That's gotta be
no.
like a fucking black metal
but,
like,
yeah, it's
band
like,
name.
I'm saying Mordor is like no
Mordor.
Mordor.
But it's kind of like you know the
same
most beautiful
shit.
Combination of words in English
well,
language is cellar door. It's like no Mordor.
Well, Mordor is when Mr. Freeze takes over Mordor after
yeah.
Sauron is defeated.
There is not a band called Mordor. We call it. No one can use it.
That's Blood Dick 85.
Mordor.
85 Mordor.
World Tour. It's like Spinal Tap, but
this
Blood
is Mordor?
Dick. This is Mordor.
This is Blood Dick.
This is Blood Dick.
I want to be Mick Shrimpton.
But
you
yeah,
are.
We do get another
shrimp.
Thing.
So I hit him with the shrimp.
Yeah, with the shrimp.
Another thing we love to complain about is
cops being alive.
Cops being
alive,
and,
kids.
oh my golly gee, we haven't seen each other in a while. Can you tell, folks? Is not enough male nudity
dude,
in horror.
No
and
hogs.
There's more hogs than boobs in this movie. Literally, moment of silence for
hogs.
Hogs.
No more. No, stop it.
Hey,
I don't like it.
Not even for hogs.
On a scale of one to cute, what's a good hog?
One to cute. Cute.
Okay.
What?
That's what I would
have
said.
Mean? What is that?
That's what I would have said.
Is yeah. that a two?
Do you like?
Is that a two?
Do you like cute hogs?
It's a two level.
What
range?
Kind of hog is best?
The one that doesn't fit in my mouth.
The one that I want in my ass doesn't fit in my mouth.
You get it.
Hey, teacher. Heads down.
Heads down.
Pencils down.
Pencils down. No, it's almost Christmas. Hey, what's up, Teach?
What's up, Teach? Yo,
hey,
Teach.
Hey, what's up, Teach?
I just call him Paul.
Yeah.
Yo,
I did,
Teach.
I did freshman year geography, but I didn't, you know, go for any further.
Did you
yeah.
Drop out or did you graduate?
No, just not with geography. No, it was like a just a credit, you know, that I needed to get. So,
what did you get your degree in?
Credit class.
My degree was in extra dimensional elder gods.
Is that why you know so much about pocket dimensions, time, space, continuums, and like, you know, all the things that make the Bunt family survive in the Pumpkinhead world?
Yeah, I mean, like I.
Pumpkinhead.
I didn't want
to. Moment of silence for Ed Harley.
I'm not trying to flex on like the Harley family or anything, but. Yeah, my undergrad was in pocket dimension time travel.
You saying a Harley didn't go to college
with a focus in Harleyism.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense because I've heard you talk a lot, and sometimes I've thought it was made up, but now I just know I'm stupid. So I believe you. Take my money.
That makes sense. We didn't have any classes together because I studied 1800s cowboy poetry.
Oh, did you go to Miskatonic? I thought you went to WVU.
Yeah.
Satellite campus.
Both, yeah.
Oh, that was the abroad exchange program.
Yeah, I famously barely graduated at WVU because I was online. I was also a Miskatonic online studying cowboy poetry.
That's impressive. I mean, I was part of the Lobster Honor Roll.
Oh my God! I think we did a Zoom dinner roll party together.
Lobster roll.
That's well. Lobster
no.
Roll. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
What you study at Miskatonic?
I didn't go to Miskatonic.
Oh.
But I was looking into actually applying. That was kind of part of the reason for our visit here this time. Not only were we going to do the pod, but this is kind of like my...
You're looking to like go back to school.
It's my visit,
yeah. Enrich yourself with higher education.
Is that why you guy yeah. You got in that argument with that guy at the bar?
No, I sucked his boyfriend's dick and he didn't like that. But that actually has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, that really doesn't have anything to do with this.
No, you're right about that.
But you know what? This film, wow.
Wow.
I mean, bringing us together again. I feel like I haven't seen you guys in so long. Like, honestly, it's like...
We've been busy.
When was the last time that we touched each other, Bill?
2 weeks ago? I've touched you since I've been here.
You have.
Probably.
You have. I'm keeping tabs.
How many times? Check your journal. How many times?
Well, with the new one, it's 13. 13! 13! Oh.
That's what I've touched Rob 13 times.
Some formally, some informally.
That's how you know this is a Christian household.
Oh, and everybody knows. We got the tree up.
Oh, it's almost Christmas.
We've got Christ on a cracker on the top of the tree.
You gonna put the tree up yourself?
I did already. but you know, all the presents down below, and
there are presents.
Stockings hung by the well. We don't have a chimney, but we do have a vent hood.
Yeah.
So the stockings
we have an oven
hung by the vent hood of care, hung and tang. And in the hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sir Nicholas.
Sir Nicholas. Sir St. Nicholas.
Nicholas. Well, you know what I was thinking? I was like, it's kind of effed up that nobody knows. Sorry, I almost cussed. Nobody knows what Mrs. Claus' like first
Jessica.
Name is. Yeah. Did we talk about this?
No.
But like... That's like not a well-known thing, and isn't that like sad? And like, like that.
Did you hear that on a podcast?
I don't remember. We didn't talk about this, did we?
I just learned last night.
It's cute, Jessica Claus.
Did you know that?
I mean, like, I watched a movie about it.
I feel like
you watched a movie about Jessica Claus' origin story.
Well, she was the redheaded maid with the drug sequence. Do you remember that?
Actually, I think she was the like teacher who was.
She does become Mrs. Claus.
Right. No. Yeah. Yeah.
But her name is Jessica.
Right.
Say her name.
Jessica Claus.
Moment of silence.
Wow. No, I don't like this. Stop it.
You can't say that, BT.
I can and I will. BTS, stop this shit. No more dream. What do you guys think about Christmas cookies?
I think I would eat anything off of Barbara Crampton's hair.
Okay.
Like if she had a plate full of her hair and Christmas cookies or just even like Jell-O, I would eat it.
Okay. That's fair.
I like Christmas cookies. I like the peanut butter ones with the kisses in them.
Yeah, those are good, man. What about gingerbread? Do you like gingerbread men?
I don't really like gingerbread.
What about their
I like Barbara Crampton's hair.
Okay. Well, sure. If Barbara Crampton, if you could send us some of your hair so we could candy it. So they
speaking
could
of eating hair, do you have any comments about Barbara Crampton's hair in this movie?
Her genital hair, maybe?
Oh, well, sure. Go ahead, I guess.
I guess there's just a lot of it. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's visible. That's my moment. Moment of silence for Barbara Crampton's
moment of silence for the former first lady Barbara Bush.
She killed a guy.
She did. She guy. I think that was Laura Bush.
It was Laura.
Yeah.
It was Laura. But Barbara might have. Runs in the family.
Barbara's husband definitely signed enough paperwork that millions of men have died.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then her son did the same thing.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Okay. So in 2000, did you vote?
I couldn't.
Me either. Well, that was a good talk.
All right.
What would you rate this film?
I'll tell you.
Oh, my God.
Actually, I will tell you.
All right, rate it.
Right now, I'm going to rate this movie. Are we rating this movie? This movie, I'm going to give a rating.
Rate it.
94, Fuck the World.
94, Fuck the World.
Wow.
I'll go next. 97, Fuck the World.
That's insane. Okay. I don't know, it was like 75?
Fuck the World.
Fuck the World. It's good. It's, like, good. Yeah.
It's amazing.
The best.
Okay. Of the 80s.
My favorite. That's 1980.
Almost a perfect score. That's insane. Wow. Okay. Wow. So what's next?
Oh, God. Oh, what's man. Next?
I'll tell you what's Christmas next. Well, because episode. What's tonight, right?
Tonight's
it's the winter 13th solstice.
Yeah.
It's the first night of winter. It's the solstice. Last night of the year.
Which is our Christmas.
Mm. It is, actually, mine. I do love the solstice.
Winter solstice.
So today we will celebrate, and I guess that means we'll have to do a special holiday episode to commence that.
We should.
The next time we come together with the Elmies, maybe we should celebrate with them. What do you guys think about doing maybe a bonus special episode?
Oh, for Christmas? The holidays?
Sure. You guys want to do a Christmas holiday, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Yuletide?
Oh, like a pan holiday celebration?
Yeah, like a non-denominational celebration special.
All denominational. Yeah, I like it.
Okay, well, let's get together and do something kind of quirky. What do you guys want to watch?
How about 1974's Black Christmas?
Bob Clark's 1974 Black Christmas?
Yeah, well, that's a Hobbit. Good?
No.
No.
Let's do Black Christmas.
All right, done.
Done.
Far over the misty mountains cold.
That's how we...
Mordor. Okay, Black Christmas it is. I'm outvoted.
It's a Tyler Perry movie, right?
It is not a Tyler Perry movie, but we could watch a Tyler Perry movie instead, like Madea's Christmas.
Or Ernest Saves Christmas.
Black Christmas is fucking awesome. We're going to watch it, and we're going to talk about it. It's really good. It's by Bob Clark. You probably know from Baby Geniuses, which is hard as fuck, too.
It's a hard...
You know what else he did?
What? Porky's?
Yeah, you know what else he did?
What?
Christmas Story.
Christmas Story. Oh, this guy's
Ralphie.
King of Christmas.
Dude, yeah, check that out. Baby Geniuses, Porky's, Black Christmas, so Christmas Story.
Black Christmas will be a late Christmas present, and it will come out after the holiday.
Yes.
Before the end of the year, probably. Somewhere right around 28th there.
28th or something. Look for
30th-ish.
And we've got
that's awards. It's award season.
Second annual Elmies, I believe, right?
Yeah.
It is.
So sharpen up on our catalog, listen to everything that we've done, and learn more about us because we're tightening it all up.
That was great.
And then it'll be season 4
of your favorite horror podcast.
Door, when we finally close the morgue
door. The morgue door.
Season door is morgue door.
Season 4, morgue door.
Season 4,
morgue door.
Morgue door.
And then, we were thinking about getting Buffalo Wild Wings tonight and making out, right?
Because
we're two dudes who sometimes kiss.
Yep.
And Rob's here.
And I'm here.
And Rob's here.
You gotta fuck those wings up.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Moment
Merry
of silence.
Christmas. Merry Christmas.
For Rudolph?
For Rob to sing.
For Rob. Oh, okay. Hold on. Which one? What do you want to hear?
Too late.
Thank
no,
you.
No.
Good well, King Wenceslas.
Good King Wenceslas?
That's what I want to hear.
I want to hear that too.
Okay. Good King. Thank you.
Thank you.
Watch two films. Come on, watch two films. If you